Champagne Cuddles. Trekking with a big run late. Parada in front, 50 out from Trekking Deprived. But Parada up on the pace. Parada takes out the Red Zell Stakes. Great go the Miners. Trekking Deprived. Le Remain.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
They weren't familiar colours yesterday. It was a familiar performance, though. We just heard Pia Rada absolutely outstanding in the Red Zell over 1,300 metres, and I reckon this bloke would be pretty happy with things. Greg Hickman, the trainer, joins us on the line. Morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
Congratulations on that win. Outstanding. And the other thing that struck me with the performance of Pia Rada yesterday was a lot closer to the action. What was the thoughts behind that?
Yeah, well, Tommy and I just had a talk about and had a look about what was going on, and he'd come up that he didn't think there was going to be run as quick as what he had to be, the race was going to be. So he said, we've got to put him in the race, and if we get caught three wide, we get caught three wide. And he said, I'm going to ride this horse like he's the best horse in the race, and that was our plan going into the race.
Greg, it's Dean Ritchie here, mate. Pia Rada ran in different colours yesterday, as Jimmy just alluded to. How did that feel? Was it a bit weird?
Yeah, Dean, it was. It was a bit crazy. Sort of with my colours, I seemed to pick them up pretty easy, but they were out in front, so it wasn't too bad. But that was just part of the negotiations we've gone on with Aquas, with the deals of sending the stud with Aquas next year, and yeah, no, it was a bit crazy.
Yeah. Does it make you think back to the Everest and what might have been, Greg? That struggled to get a run in the straight during that one, but just showed again what great finishing speed that this horse has.
Yeah, look, he's a wonderful horse, and I just felt sorry for him that we didn't get a crack at it. I mean, we mightn't have won, but we would have put would have been a lot closer anyhow. So. Anyway, that's what you have to do in this game. You've got to take the wins and you've got to take the losses. So, yeah. But what I'm pretty proud about this horse, he can come from back, he can come from forward, he can come from anywhere, wet track, dry track. Yesterday was just a gutsy tradesman-like work win.
Greg, earnings now close to $5 million. Is that hard to get your head around?
For sure. Glad to come along while all these new races have been put in place. And it started off at the Magic Millions when we won the bonus up there and win $1.7 million up there. And then yesterday, $1.3 million. It's back when you were a little kid. I remember my dad said, see that bloke over there? He earns $100 a week. So life changed around a fair bit.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? Just on that, you got the $750 bonus for running in the Everest and then winning the Red Zell. Is that's right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. The 1,300 metres, Greg, I was interested in that. I think your comments before the race were that it's almost the ideal distance for Pia Rada because of that ability to sustain the speed.
Deep down, I think he can do anything he wants, but just how we've trained him and where the races we've had to go to, 12 to 1,400 is actually his best distance.
Yeah, right. What's up next, mate? What's the plan moving forward?
I think we're going to sit down and have a meeting and see what we've got to do now that we've got Aquas on board. When it was beforehand, I just generally spoke to people through emails and that sort of thing, and this is where we're going. And they just call me coach, and the coach calls the calls, and we do what we've got to do. But it's a little bit different now with other things on the horizon, and it's just not nominate Monday, race Saturday. It's all about planning and where we can do, and there's just a lot more work to be done yet.
Yeah, right.
Now, Greg, they tell me you're a sneaky Roosters fan.
Oh, sneaky.
No, I'm not a sneaky Roosters fan. I've been there for a long time, and the boys are playing some marvellous football the last couple of years, but they only give it to us when they run second to us.
very
it's not
good.
Often these days.
Hey, Gregory, well done yesterday, mate. Congratulations on that. An outstanding horse. And I speak on behalf of all punters. We'd love to see Pia Rada continue with their racetrack career. And appreciate your time this morning, too.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Dean.
There he is, Greg Hickman, the trainer of Pia Rada. Another good win yesterday. $2.50, I think, was the price. But I know the couple in the punters club that got hold of that one, Dino. So they're very, very happy indeed.